This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agon Erev Shabbos Rabbeisai. We're continuing in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Siman Ayin Tes, Sif Dalet. You can't go into Shabbos without knowing about Tzayas Kalev. How could you possibly go into Shabbos without knowing these halachas? It's going to be nice weather. You're going to be walking outside. What else do you do when you walk outside? You think and learning. So the most Nagea Shaila for this coming beautiful Shabbos, Parshas Kedoshim, Haftorah, that we haven't had in 27 years, and we're not going to have it in quite a while. A Haftorah that in the 17th century, we went 44 years without listening to it. So you need to know what to think about when you're walking in the street. Tzoyas kelev v'chazir, the tzoya of a dog or a pig. Im nasan bahem oirois, if they put hides in it, marchikim hem k'may mitzoyas adam, you distance yourself like from tzoya of an adam. I could still smell when I was in Fez at the tannery. The odor of the tannery is the strongest odor that is conceivable to mankind. So if you put hides in it, then it has a din of tzayas adam. But if it's stam tzayas kelev, and the guy stam a criminal for not cleaning up after his dog, and he should be locked up, still it does not have a din of tzayas adam. V'imlav dinam k'tzayas shar behema chayv oif. It's like of any other animals, wild animals or birds. She'ein tzarach l'harchik mehem. That's very relevant to me. If I can, I like to walk every day, and my route is, I walk up Branch Boulevard. I can't give more information, but I end up in a park, and in the park there are a lot of goose. And the goose, they're droppings along most of the road. But what if I want to learn while I'm walking, it's not a problem. It does not have a din of tzayas, of tzaya. Kagoin tzayas, kedin tzayas shar behem achayv oib she'en tzach lach mehem. Im ein bohem reach ra, as long as it doesn't smell. It doesn't smell. There's no smell. V'im yesh bohem reach ra, if they smell dinam ketzayas adam. So bottom line is, right, this is the question everybody wants to know. The tzaya of a kelev, if you put oirois, then it has tzayas adam. Otherwise, it's like shar behimachai v'oif, as long as it doesn't smell. Now, it's interesting. When it's on the street, it doesn't smell. If you step in it, and chas v'shalom, you bring it into the house, then other people are going to smell it. So, maybe that activates it. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you know that it smells, you don't have to check. You don't have to check. Now, what is a reach ra? Says the Mishnah Berurah. It bothers people. Now, we mentioned before a tatran. Anybody know what a tatran is? Tough, tough, resh, nun. Any Israelis? Someone who has an illness that they can't smell. A tatran. The Shulchan Aruch said earlier that you have to go daud amas v'makam shekal reach to someone who could smell. What if you have very strong smell? And you smell tzoya much further than most people. The Karen LeDavid says, you have to just go arba amos from where the smell stops for you, because the ma'isa for you, it is not machanecha kadosh. Okay, kasav chayy adam, davar shetivay reach ra, something that naturally smells bad, could go in itchron, petrol, v'chadayim amuter v'loy nikrat soya. It's not called soya if it smells bad naturally. Then it's not tzoya. Avo mashen nisrach machmas ipush, something that smells because it's decomposing. Elo mashen nisrach machmas ipush, only something that smells because it's decomposing. Mechein kasa b'sefer minchas Shmuel. Now, what about sweat? The Beis Baruch says you could be makel. So if let's say a guy is sitting next to you, he hasn't showered in years. There are people like that. They're not like regular civilized people that shower once a month. They haven't showered in years. Yeah? So it's not considered a reach ra. you could daven next to them. What about someone who has bad breath? Says Reb Chaim Vital, you don't have to distance yourself for Dvarim Shabbat Kedusha. Now, you may have to anyway, because, you know, it might, but halachically, you don't have to. However, the Afike Maginim and the Shulchan Malachim, if somebody has bad breath, you have to be marchik like tzaya. Okay. What about if you're near a butcher shop and the smell is like decomposed meat? So in Siman Reish Chav Zayin, you should not make a bracha there. What about a wine cellar where there's a bad smell from decomposition? In Siman Peivav, he brings that Rabba holds, you can't say Shema there. Okay, that's a discussion. Weiter. V'chein kasa b'sefer Minchas Shmuel. Sif katan chav dalet. If they have a bad odor, then they're like tzayas adam. You have to go 4 amos away from where the smell stops from behind you. So that's very interesting. If the dog tzaya does not smell, there's no isser even of kimlay enav. It could be in your dalet amos. It could be, even if the smell stopped, once it had a smell, it has a din of tzayas adam, and now it's also like tzayas adam. The Magen Avram is that the Mechaber holds that if Tzayas Kelev smells, it's a problem. As is our old Tzayas Behema Chayvav if they smell. The Magen Avram says, no. You may think they smell. Even if they smell a little bit when they come out, it's not such a strong smell. It does not have a din of tzaya. And you don't have to, you only have to distance as far as you can't smell it. And that's how the Magen Gibarim passes. Uvedar chachayim sarva du safik ladina akeim bekriya shema im kar betech dad amas chayz v'koyre uvetfila yach sarva yisbalel. By shema, you say it again. By tefila, you daven again. But v'yasna, you make a tanayim yatzah shetehelin dava aincham. Linear de in lachem reklal enyat fila. The Mishmar says his opinion is you don't have to be machmer for tefila. The harbi achrim servim kamagin avram. That lamaisa, it does not have a din of tsaya even if it smells coming out. The bottom line is the tsaya of a dog, I don't think generally smells. And one does not have to worry about saying or thinking even dvarim shebe kedusha in its presence. And we'll do Sifhei. Tzayas Chamar, Haraka. Lachash Bami Aderach. The tzaya of a donkey, which is soft after it came back from a trip. The tzayas chasol, or the tzaya of a cat, unamiya. What's a namiya?
A weasel?
Maybe. Unavela, is that what it is? Look it up. Unamiya, unavela, and a carcass, masrachas, dinam gitsayas adam, has a din of human feces. So this is interesting. Of a donkey or a cat. Now you usually won't see a cat's tsaya lying around. They're usually pretty clean about themselves. But it smells. As in of tsayas adam. Ha'holich badarach. Someone who's going on the road. Even if you see tzaya off in the horizon, if you don't smell it, you don't have to worry, oh, maybe it's not from a dog, maybe it's from a donkey. If it's near the city, you should be concerned. Now, I want to point something out. What about horse? The horse tzaya smells. Yeah, even though the Mechaber did not make a separate category here, I don't know, maybe their horses were different. Our horses, it smells. So if you're you know, you're behind the police, you know, horse, and they have stuff on the ground, that's definitely a problem. That's what I would say. Maybe they're concluding chamar. Soyas chamar says Mishabur Vahani Mistaman Rechanra. They mistama smell bad. If let's say you give it the smell test, it doesn't smell so bad. It's still aser. The havalei kitzayas adam ken kazman ram va'ayin berber halacha. Do we talk about of a horse anywhere? I don't see. I'm not sure why. Did they not have horses? Rabbi Yisai, it's been real. Have a wonderful Shabbos. And we'll see you Monday. Bez Hashem, we'll continue in Simin Ayin Tes Sif Vav. Look up about horses. Good Shabbos, everyone. Have a safe trip. Kol Tov.
Kol Tov.
Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.